McKenna here with the A&M Daily.
And today we're going to be talking about dog shows.
And our special guest today is Allison. And action.
Okay, can they be spayed or neutered?
They cannot be spayed or neutered to compete.
What age should you start training a show dog?
Probably about 7 to 8 weeks old if you want them to be good.
Do they have to be a certain age?
6 months or older, so like when you start training them at 7 to 8 weeks or whatever, I mean, you can start training them when they're still like 2 weeks old or whatever, if they can even move, but you can train them like whenever before, but like 6 months is kind of like the youngest as they can probably get.
When you show?
Yeah, when you show them.
How old do you have to be a trainer?
You can be any age over 5.
What's the most common dog in shows?
Golden Retriever, Bulldog, German Shepherd, Poodle, King Charles Spaniel, Havanese, Rottweiler, Yorkshire Terrier.
How many dogs can compete at once?
4 or more.
Does every person have to use the same commands?
No, not necessarily. Every person can use their own commands, but like the basics are like kind of like all the same, so.
Do the trainers have to wear certain like kind of clothes?
They don't have to wear anything specific, just like nice clothes, like not sweatpants and sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Yeah. And here is like what we knew before, what we knew. So show dogs need lots of training before they can actually compete.
Show dogs have to be purebred to compete, so they can't be like a mix of anything.
The show dogs and the trainer have to know how to work together.
They need a lot of pampering, and yeah.
They have to be a certain weight and height, and like their nose and their paw has to be like a certain length and whatever.
And they have to learn tricks if they want to stand out and win. Like they can't just do all the basics. They have to know tricks.
Yeah. And they have to walk good. They have to walk good on the leash, so they, because they're always on the leash. They necessarily don't just let them run, so without a leash.
And they also have to know the basics, like sit, stay, calm, because they can't do anything if they don't know the basics.
Yeah. And now we're gonna talk about like our dogs and stuff, because that's kind of important, I guess. I mean, so my dog's name is Larry.
And yeah, we're talking about your dog. He's a show dog.
Well, not yet. He's too young. But, so his name's Larry and whatever. He's a French bulldog. And so, like, my mom was taking pictures of him to send to this lady. And because Larry's dad has, like, 16 titles on his back, is what she says. And so he's, like, a really good show dog. And Larry looks exactly like his dad. And we sent him in like a couple of weeks ago. So this is kind of why we did it, because I wanted to learn so much about them, so much about like show dogs, because my mom said I might like be in the show with my dog to like help him or whatever. So Larry his paws had to be a certain, a certain length or whatever. And his hair had to be like a certain length, his ears had to be a certain length, and his nose. So French Bulldogs, his nose are pushed in, and we have to have surgery and pull his nose out a little bit. So he has to have surgery to get his nose pulled out a little more. Good, but then otherwise he can be a show dog. But yeah, so. Yeah, Amber, let's talk about your dog.
My dog is a chocolate lab, and she's really dumb, so she can't really be a show dog.
Yeah.
And, yeah. That was the end of our podcast.
And so we'll see you next week, probably. So thank you, Allison, for coming to be our guest. So, yeah.
I hope you have a decent day.
And cut.